The California Coastal Commission unanimously voted to end the use of off-highway vehicles, or OHV, at Oceano Dunes State Vehicular Recreation Area during a 12-hour meeting March 18th. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more on this historic decision.
Commissioners voted 10-0 to discontinue the use of off-highway vehicles at the park by 2024. Coastal Commission Chair Steve Padilla says he's happy to finally reach a resolution.
Time is of the essence, so I'm going to support the recommendation of the staff because it is where this commission needs to act. My feelings on this question are on the public record going back to 2019, and they were pretty loud.
Commissioners adopted several amendments to the original staff proposal, including moving up the timeline for phasing out off-roading from 5 to 3 years, ending recreational riding at night but allowing vehicles to drive at night in camping areas, and extending the closure of Pier Avenue entrance by 1 year to July 1st, 2022. Coastal Commission District Supervisor Kevin Kahn says changes to the park's use are crucial to reduce environmental impact and preserve the park for future use.
Staff recommends that all OHV use be eliminated at the park. It is having significant detrimental impacts on beach and dune habitats, as well as significant impacts on air quality and public health, underserved and adjacent communities, and sacred tribal areas.
The commission rejected the opposing draft public works plan from the California State Parks Department to continue allowing the use of OHVs at the park. The director of the California State Park System, Armando Quintero, says the department has a mission to protect the environment for future generations and ensure equal access to the park. But he says the Coastal Commission's suggestions would restrict these goals.
And access at the expense of protection can lead to irredeemable environmental opportunity loss. Protection at the expense of access can lead to parks that are not for everyone.
Find more information at the Coastal Commission website, coastal.ca.gov. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.